The department only allows people with an income below €25,000 a year onto the list in Donegal, with an increase for children, which means that anyone with an income above €28,000 a year in Donegal will not get on the list at all. This means that there are thousands of people who can never get to buy a home in Donegal and will not have a hope of getting a council house either. And that is a sad failing of our government. We have to have a government that is committed to local authorities providing the solution to the housing issue if we're going to deal with it. It's amazing to me how reluctant the local authorities are to try anything new or innovative to deal with the problems that they have as well. I think it must be that they're afraid of offending the government, maybe because they will be looking for work themselves or they don't want to rock the boat when funding comes around. This all gives the department a huge impact on what happens across our local authorities. We then also have the department overseeing the delivery of housing down to the smallest development, so it is no wonder that we have a housing crisis. I believe that the department should be providing overall direction to local authorities, not micromanaging the delivery of houses. Every stage of a housing development has to be approved by the department in order to progress. Local authorities are not allowed to progress a development, and that is the reality. What knowledge would somebody in the Customs House have in relation to a site in Glenconkill or Bortonport or any number of towns in Donegal? But if you want to control the spending of money and ensure that it is not spent, that is the way to do it.